You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for Vampire Diaries. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Vampire Diaries news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off, and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for Vampire Diaries.
You know, what up, AfterBuzzes? It's your boy DJ Jesse Janity here in the AfterBuzz TV studio, and we're here for TVD Vampire Diaries. Once again, so excited. Great episode. Let's go around the table and introduce ourselves. To my left, we have...
Emily Harbert. It's good to be here.
Across from Emily, we have the one, the only...
Hello there, Governor! It's Brittany Brower, love!
Hi, guys.
And to the left of Brittany, we have...
David Skiffolitti.
Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
We heard some random accents here on TVD tonight, so... That's the thing
just
we're gonna go
one
with.
Random accent.
Yeah. Just one.
Yeah. I think.
Following your lead.
All right,
and scene.
And scene. Seriousness, let's discuss this because there was a lot to discuss tonight.
Yeah, there was. Major developments.
Major.
Major. Totes.
Let's get rid of the fluff. Let's get rid of the fluff at the beginning. We had... I can't even think of her damn name. Dr. Fell.
Meredith.
I don't really consider it fluff. I think it's...
There isn't
they're
much
building
fluff.
Up... to yeah. something bigger with her, I think. Granted, she's only been on a couple episodes. This was like her first like major storyline, but I think there's definitely something.
She's
still
snooze
for me.
Yeah, and as we, me and David discussed last week, it's Tori DeVito, and she always plays the crazy bitch.
Yes.
And she did some sneaky stuff today, taking Damon's blood. It's for a good reason, apparently. But
so we think.
I don't think it is.
She could be smart on her feet.
Law degrees, you mean medical degrees?
Oh, yeah, sorry, medical. I was already thinking of how many laws she broke by taking Damon's blood in a hospital when he came in there.
Or
using it to stab other people that she can't fix with her medical degree. She just wants to stab them with vampire blood.
So let's talk about that. Basically, Alaric goes to... Wait, did Damon go to the hospital first or Alaric?
Damon saw them having a date at Mystic Grill.
Okay, so Damon goes to the hospital and confronts Meredith about...
killing her ex-boyfriend who was killed with a stake even though he wasn't a vampire.
Right. So she says an animal attack, brings him into the back room and explains that... we find out that she actually signed the death certificate. So, obviously something sketchy there.
Yeah.
Well, she can't very well be like, oh, he was staked to death.
Mm. Yeah, that's what she...
Either way.
That's what she said. Is she said, okay, do we want... It's either an animal attack or a guy was... killed with a stake.
Right.
So what do we want?
And this girl is really quick on her feet because then she goes to say, you know, if you think something's sketchy about me, you should check your friend who all of a sudden, you know, was hit by a car and had all this stuff happen to him and he just got up and walked away. Which is funny because Damon's usually quick with his senses and instead, you know, kind of felt for her like, oh, she really thought that was crazy and, you know, kind of left his guard, put his guard down and walked away as she stabs him in the neck.
With vervain. But, I remember I was mentioning last week in the books, Meredith, who plays Elena's best friend, is the only one who intimidates Damon. So I think we're starting to see that.
It's interesting that in the book she's Elena's best friend, and then on this show they made her a lot older.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think because it's, I don't know. It's
TV.
It is TV, and the character was unnecessary up until now.
You're right.
And I know a lot of fans of the books were asking about her. Where's Meredith? Where's Meredith? But I think with the way they, if you look at the parallels, Meredith was like most like Caroline. They kind of replaced Caroline.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't really have two Carolines.
Right.
It would have been.
And I like that they're doing this because it's like, who wants to really read a book? And then, I mean, for me, yeah. I know they do it with Twilight, Harry Potter, and all that, but I don't want to read a book.
Those are for movies. Movies and TVs are different when it comes to books.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And with recreating movies.
Yes.
We know that from Buffy.
But that was the same producer.
Yeah. It was.
Yeah.
But anyways.
Sorry.
Speaking of Caroline.
No, but before we get to Caroline, so she stabs him with Ravain. Then, now here's my thing, because basically at the end of it, Alaric confronts her and asks what happened with the blood. She explains, I'm giving it to other patients. She heals Caroline's father, which we'll get into in a second. And then she tries to take his ring off at the end. And to me, that was really
sketchy. There's something shady about her.
Yeah.
And not only that, but if you're taking vampire blood, why is your ex-boyfriend still dead?
Yeah, that's a good call.
You know what I mean?
Maybe he was like too dead.
Yeah, he was too dead. You can't bring him back if they're already gone. It's not like, he wasn't. Caroline's father wasn't.
Or maybe she had given him vampire blood to fix something else.
And he turned in.
And he was turning or something, and so she had to kill him. I don't know. I still don't trust her either way.
I don't trust her. I thought they did it, they teased it well in the fact that when she took off the ring, she was very playful about it and was very like, okay, it's just riskier for if, and life is more fun if you don't have the ring or whatever it was.
No.
But I don't think it's true. I think there's something shady about her.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely.
But
it was too quick and vicious. Like, why are you that hungry for jewelry, bitch? Like, no.
You can't expensive, okay?
Yeah, there's no
that
point
shit.
Of, right.
And I thought it was funny. What kind of doctor? She said, I cheat. I'm a doctor that cheats. Like, no, girl, heal them. Yeah. What the heck are you stealing vampire blood for?
they said, like, Caroline's dad, like, his wounds were beyond repair after.
Now, if a hybrid bites you, a human, do they turn into a hybrid?
I guess we'll have to wait and see.
No.
Oh, they hybrids, have to drink his blood.
Hybrids can't turn anybody into a hybrid, or else Klaus would have easily been able to turn all those hybrids.
Right.
The way a hybrid turns into a hybrid is you have to be of a werewolf line. Only werewolves can turn into
hybrids. And then bit by a vampire.
Yes.
Yeah.
All
right. Yeah. Okay. All
right. Well, so now speaking
and then
of hybrids.
Drink Elena's blood.
We have Tyler shows up to Caroline, apologizes.
Finally, I'm so happy to see that he has got some kind of good
sack.
Tyler coming back. Humanity. Yes, exactly. Sack is a perfect word for that. Coming back with a full sack, if you will. Where's that cocky guy that we've known the whole time that was, now he's coming back and he finally, I don't know, what do you think changed it? Why is he now all of a sudden just, I mean, I know the fact that he bit Caroline, but he was so confident in everything of his decision in the past of wanting to follow Klaus, and then that
but
one
it's
little,
Caroline, and the
but
fact
he was losing
that
her.
Finally did it. You think that just
yeah,
all
him
of a sudden,
biting her,
that's true
I think
love.
Definitely, yeah.
And he said, he even said to her, I don't know if it was last episode or the episode before, but he said, I will not hurt you. He said, Klaus does not have that over me. At the end of the day, when it comes to you, he can't control me. And then he explained this episode, he said, I wasn't even thinking about it. And the fact that I couldn't control that and it just happened. So
here's what I have, what I was surprised in this episode. There was probably about 7 interviews that Joseph Morgan, who played Klaus, did after last week's episode. And all of them were about his relationship with Caroline and what it was going to become. And he pretty much was saying, okay, he's going to have a crush on Caroline, pretty much. And so I was really shocked that we didn't really see that in this episode. I thought, because it was such a huge moment in the last episode, I thought they were going to continue on with that. I'm kind of disappointed that they didn't. Because I love Caroline so much. I really, really wanted to see it. And we really didn't get much of her in this episode.
I think there were more important things to deal with this week.
I just wanted to see that.
I did too. I agree with you completely. And we were in the same moment, thought that Caroline was going to leave Tyler from the cave and like there
run
was going to be Klaus.
Yeah.
But it didn't happen. Not to say that
I don't,
won't.
But I just, to me, that whole storyline is fake. I can't believe that that's actually going to be a real another real crime.
Sorry, but it is.
I know. I'm sure. And I'm sure it will play into it. But we've also seen with this show that everyone always has a bigger plan. Mm-hmm. And the plan for me switched with Close when Tyler said to Close, "You're not going to control me when it comes to her." And that's why he. And remember, I said it was weird that he just let Tyler walk away, and then.
Then he was thinking, dang, I gotta see what this girl has.
Here's the thing. Going off of all those, the Klaus and Caroline relationship, what it is going to be driven by is the fact that you want what you can't have. Obviously, Caroline wants nothing to do with him. He's, like, ruined her life pretty much. And he wants what he can't have. So I think it is going to be, he's going to have a love interest. He kind of needs a love interest. And mm-hmm. she's going to be it. And obviously that's going to bring in Tyler because of the fact that her and Tyler have a relationship. So that'll be another love triangle. I think their relationship is really just going to be more about the two of them than about the entire other end game.
All right. Well, let's talk about the big end game. Bonnie is looking for her mother. Elena goes and helps her. As Damon, and they're looking through all these files, and just as, like, Bonnie's finishing her sentence, Damon just happens to walk through the door and finish her sentence for her with the file. They go out to go find Miss Abby Bennett.
Who apparently has a police record.
Yeah.
That was not discussed.
No.
It was not. They go to the house and they meet Jamie, played by Robert Richard.
Yeah.
Who you guys can catch on One-on-One. And
show is not on the air.
My cousin Skeeter. You can,
and from Coach Carter.
And Coach Carter. And also Abby Bennett, who's played by Persia White, who was not on the Cosbys.
I got my she's a little confused, young okay? to be on the Cosbys.
No, she's
daughter.
Not.
Oh, the daughter. Yeah, she could.
But she was on Girlfriends and also, as we found out, Buffy
and Angel.
Very exciting.
Yeah, she was in the Buffy pilot.
It always comes around.
Season 3 of Angel.
They love themselves some vampire shit.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
So we find out that Jamie is basically one of Abby's ex-boyfriend's son, and what happened to him? Did we find
he
died or he went away or was
no? He was what happened to the boyfriend?
To Abby's Jamie's father.
To Jamie's father, he said that he was just like a deadbeat dad, and when he completely collapsed and his life completely fell apart, Abby took him in.
So
taught him how to drive.
You know.
Convenient.
Mm. Yeah.
So as Abby left Bonnie, which we find out she left Bonnie because she was good friends with Elena's mother, and they were doing a spell because Michael came into town, wanted to find Elena, the doppelganger, and that was the whole spell that we had heard about where Bonnie, did we know it was Bonnie's mother that had?
No.
No, we had note that entombed or something. Michael, no, we did not know that it was Bonnie's mother.
All right, so we find out that it was Bonnie's mother, and basically in doing that, she left town, and because she weakened her powers and left town, at the same time leaving Bonnie, she feels that's what drained her powers from her. So she's just been living this like little country life with her little son and chilling out.
North Carolina.
Cute. What did you guys think of Abby's mother in this whole little...
Cute.
I thought it was kind of...
Did you expect more from it?
Yeah, I did expect more from her. I think the storyline was really driven by the hybrid compelling her. It wasn't like the only real thing that she did was
send
the text message, which everybody was amazed how she could text something that clear on an iPhone that quickly.
Well, I just wanted to know how the hybrid didn't pick up on that.
We all can do it while we're driving. Send a text message without looking.
Yeah, no. You have to look down. And I'm sorry, but those iPhones, that is I'll be stoned.
And also,
it's at nighttime. The bright light didn't see that. We were all just kind of discussing, like, how did that hybrid miss
but
this?
But you know what? It's one of those things. It's TV. You just go with it.
Exactly. I love it. That's why I watch.
Well, you know what else I didn't want to go with was the fact that Abby like opened up a tea packet and was like, Bonnie.
All dramatic.
It was really over dramatic, and it was just like, really? Really? Yeah. She's like, I don't have powers, but the earth gives me herbs. Well, bitch.
I love it.
Abracadabra. And so now Bonnie can light birthday candles and you can make tea packets to pass people out.
And now she's wanting to help Bonnie get her, like, or for herself to get her powers back.
Yeah.
I found that to be interesting.
Yeah,
I'm thinking, really don't like having powers?
Yeah.
God, this can be really inconvenient, having powers.
So question, do you guys think that there is something deeper to this Bond?
There's always something deeper.
Always something deeper. But do we think that... Because I did find it interesting that in the end, Bonnie did say, I don't trust you. Like, even though you were compelled, I know you were compelled, but I still don't have any type of trust for you.
Why should she trust her?
She left.
Well, here's the thing.
She doesn't know her.
You know how the witches can take your powers away and all of that in there if you abuse them? And so here she was, and they said, you know, she got her powers taken away, or they were drifted from her because she put Michael right down. Or
she weakened her powers and then left.
Well, weakened your powers. Wouldn't that be a good thing, though? She was doing something good. She was putting a very powerful original vampire down.
Right.
So the vampires, the witches should be able to help. So why is it kind of like turned against her in a sense, or not for her? And I kind of, now she's, it just seems odd that they wouldn't even, why is it just now helping, like, why are they not helping her? There's something fishy definitely going on behind
there. You have to think about it in the perspective of the witches, that even though Abby was friends with Elena's mother, getting rid of Elena would have not caused any of the things that we're watching on the show to have happened. So in essence, saving Elena sort of helped Klaus's end game. And so they're punishing her for helping.
And what she said at the end, she would have kept her powers if she had stayed in Mystic Falls and with Bonnie.
Right. Or not necessarily.
She said they drifted away.
Because she didn't say they were completely gone.
Right.
She said that they had just weakened.
Yeah, they weakened, and then they were completely gone once she really left Bonnie. So I think... Yeah, you know what? They hyped her up so much. They hyped up Bonnie's mom's coming. And really, when it comes to the whole Klaus situation, it was really Jamie who ended up really doing all the dirty work. Mm-hmm. And Elena ended up kicking his ass, which was awesome. But yeah, it was kind of...
That whole scene with Bonnie, her mother, and being outside... I feel like we're going to have Bonnie's mother for the rest of the season.
Yeah, probably.
It's obviously going to grow.
Well, the hyper knew to go to her. Why? I mean, what? That's what
Klaus told.
Right, but they must know that them two teamed up are going to do something. I mean, why would they want to just randomly go to Bonnie's mother? It means because it's Klaus. How did Klaus know?
I'm sure Klaus knows.
How is he so far ahead that he, because he knows what could probably end him. So he's already sent one of his minions, if you will, to go and find Bonnie's mom before they... She just had that dream, and then all of a sudden Klaus is already a step ahead, sending his hybrid to go and find them. So what?
Because he's always
always a step ahead.
And I'm sure he knows that she was the one who entombed Michael.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. But what is it at this very time? Why didn't he do something about her however long ago? I mean, why is it right now?
Well, I think it was just waiting for the perfect moment. He needed to wait because he needed to know where the coffins were. He went to her so he could find the coffins.
So
he didn't need her before that.
Are we calling bluff on the fact of when he was inside with the witches and the witches' house with Damon, and they were giving him that like headache thing that they do inside? Honestly, I feel it was a bluff that he was going to really. Well, it was a bluff, actually, because he wasn't going to do that. The only reason Abby did that was to save Jamie. But he said, I'm about to end the Bennett...
Bennett line?
The Bennett
line. Right.
Which I really think Bonnie could have taken the hybrid. No?
He's a hybrid. And she didn't have something. And you have to remember...
She didn't have her magic.
You can't with... You need an axe. You need to... A hybrid, you need to either cut their head off
or rip out their heart.
There's no other way. So it's hard to take a hybrid.
But even still, if Klaus was to have the hybrid kill Bonnie and Abby, then how are you going to get the coffin open? He needs them in the end because otherwise the coffin
can't. He doesn't want the coffin open.
Why? He wants to bring his family.
He wants his family back, but I don't think he wants whatever's in that coffin to be out.
Which I
think he's scared of it.
Yeah, for sure. Which is why he was so upset.
That's why he's obsessed with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but it, I mean, we all kind of agreed that we think it's his mother.
Yeah.
Which is another witch.
Mm. But I don't know. We'll didn't see. He kill his mother?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, so I would be more scared of that.
Revenge, yeah.
Your mom? Mommy dearest?
Mommy dearest.
Mommy dearest. No wire hangers. No wooden stakes.
Anyways.
Close and Damon. I'm just Close to me just bluffs about things, because in the end he could have killed Damon and still have found a way
it's
to get
all
the
leverage though at the
yeah,
end of the day.
Yeah, it is. Damon said it, it's all leverage. It's, yeah. It's who has the what? Leverage. Yeah.
I was thinking watching tonight how exhausting it would be to be a vampire in this experience.
Right?
I'm not kidding. Just that thought really, I was watching going, God, you need to go to like Atlantis in the Bahamas for a weekend or something. Yeah. With their rings
take
on,
take a break and
I mean
yeah.
I'm exhausted.
So just chill out.
I am
for
so
a week.
Tired killing people and plotting and planning. I woo.
I need a Snickers.
I need a Mentos. The fresh maker. I mean, seriously, it is exhausting that being a Salvador. Yeah.
So we have Abby, Meredith, two sketchballs, one episode. Who do we think is going to be the evil character?
They're both going to be villains.
Really?
I
you think both
yeah,
of them?
For sure. Yeah. I think.
So you don't think Abby will be able to change at all, like seeing her love for Bonnie?
No, I think that she's been compelled further than we know.
I wish we could remember, reach back and remember.
I think that there's something to her wanting her powers back, but she's trying to gain her daughter's trust and love after she just lost it. Even though she was compelled, she's still completely.
She wants to get to know her daughter, but I think she has an ulterior motive. Mm-hmm. And
it's like crack addict
for crack.
Yeah.
Whether it turns her into a crazy ass villain or a crazy bitch, I don't know. But I think the driving force of her story will be her relationship with Bonnie and how that grows.
And how it can turn. Because I just don't trust the fact that she is wanting for Bonnie's sake and to help Bonnie out.
I don't believe
give
it
me
either.
My powers back to help you. I don't want them. I could live without them. I already have. But I truly want to help you with your powers. Yeah. So give me my powers back.
This is
back.
For you. It's not for me.
Help me help you. Yes. I mean, this is like a Jerry Maguire sequel all over again. I'm just smelling it. So I think that I'm definitely onto her.
Now, well, and another person who was on to somebody was freaking Stefan. Now, girls. Why would you be so stupid? If you're going to Abby Bennett's house, why would you leave traces and clues back at your house? Why was her police file sitting on the table for Stefan just to walk in and be like, oh, this is where they
must
be?
That's when we say they needed to hang a lantern on it.
I guess so.
They couldn't have Stefan needed to be there, and they couldn't have Stefan running around the whole episode trying to find out where they were. Stefan needed to be there, and he needed to find their be there fast.
This is why I love scripted TV. I'm not kidding. This is why I love it. I don't want to have to think about it. I like that he was there. I'm happy about it. I love it. I love that Elena had to take the bullets out of his heart, so I'm sure we're going to get to it.
We're about to talk about that right now.
I know. I can't wait. I'm very excited about it.
So Jamie is
when
compelled.
Metaphors and actuality meet. I'm so excited. Okay, I'm calming down. I'm calming down.
Jamie was compelled to use the gun, which had wooden bullets in it, if anyone was to get in the way. So Klaus was probably thinking Damon, I would assume, more so than Stefan. but also not to hurt Elena. And so I love that Elena is finally getting smart, because Elena used to be like, wanted to go over the cuckoo's nest.
Love it.
So Jamie ties Elena up and shoots Stefan in the chest. Stefan's dying because apparently the wooden bullet like slowly moves.
It's traveling.
Deeper and
it's
deeper.
No, it's just as he was moving, it was digging into his heart.
Oh, that's crafty.
Which also has quite the metaphor.
Yeah.
Digging away.
Digging that dagger. Just digging it.
but I loved that Elena, you know, was smart and she said, well, you know, this is hurting me. I'm tied too tight. And Jamie was like, oh, I can't hurt her. He walks over to her. And then Elena pulled a superhero move. She was like, pew! smashed him over the head, like pulled the gun away from it, like all this in one second. Like,
I know.
She has been training and working out.
She's
and
been working
what?
With Alaric on some Vampire Hunter moves. Yeah. And they worked tonight, and it was awesome. And I mean, then she went to
that was a great
Stefan.
Part of
so
the show.
So then, like, talk about true damn love. When you
can we talk? Wait, can I just have to mention this before we get into it? At the beginning of the episode, when Bonnie was like, "What's going on between you two?" And David was like, "We kissed. Now it's weird." Like, I think that set the tone for the entire love triangle,
I love
triangle
it.
Of the episode.
Yeah. Just like, oh no, we're not tiptoeing around this topic anymore. Yeah. We kiss, now it's weird. Eat that. This is out there. She's not with Stefan. We're talking about this.
And Elena suggested to Bonnie that the kiss was quite good.
Yes, she
Which,
did.
But
by not suggesting
I'm sure it was.
By not saying anything, she suggested suggested that it was amazing. Which, oh,
which I'm sure it was.
I can only imagine.
Girls.
I'm getting hot and heavy. Hot and
so,
heavy.
Like, you just want to kiss Ian.
Who doesn't?
So bad. Like, it's ridiculous.
But whatever. Whatever. She can kiss Damon. She can do whatever. But all of my, what are they called out there? Stelena fans. I know you guys tweet me a lot, so I'm sticking up for Stelena. True love.
I like Stelena too.
True
too.
Love tonight. Delana
is
more
tonight.
Fun. Delana's
like,
fun. Delana's fun, but.
Delana's. I
yeah,
think.
This is gross. Delana.
Stelena.
Calling a spade a spade.
I think I like the moment with Steph and Elena like this, where it's because so much of their love story was just really
romantic
quick
and
really quick.
Whimsical.
And it was like all of a sudden they're madly in love and you never really knew why she had fallen in love with him. It was like, okay, he's this sexy, brooding, honest guy. But it was like, no, but it was like they were so madly in love, like this epic romance, and it happened pretty quickly.
She's
and so I
teenager.
Think that's. That's why people like the Damon-Elena romance better, because we've seen it grow and we've seen its ups and downs over 2 years.
Right, and I've always said...
And you've been waiting for it.
Yeah. I've said that, you know, I do like that part of it, the growing, and that's why I like Caroline and Tyler. However, with Stefan and Elena, Stefan always watched out for her. He always had this care for her, and it was like they grew together. They helped each other in different ways. So there was still that. Yes, it was very like the whimsical.
Yeah.
And you love Damon even when he was bad in the villain. Yeah. In the very beginning, even though he was irritating, causing trouble when the show was very new. Mm-hmm. You loved him. I loved him.
I actually liked Damon better as the bad guy.
And I like that Damon still, even when he was very bad, had the thing for Elena, you know, and he respected her even the very beginning.
Yeah.
He liked her a little bit, and even though we didn't know that quite yet how far it was. But that's why I think that now that it's getting a little juicy and the kissing and how their relationship's kind of blossoming.
I liked it.
I'm excited.
I liked it because it showed a human part of Stefan tonight. And even though it showed a human part of Stefan, but you see the difference of... Because remember, at the end of season one, they kissed too. It was Catherine.
Yes, Catherine.
Mm-hmm. But Damon thought it was Elena, so Stefan was like, are you effing kidding me? You kissed my girlfriend? And his reaction was just so different, and I loved that. It was like... He literally was about to kick his ass, and he did punch him this time, which was awesome.
I wanted,
but
like
it was like it was a different kind of mentality.
But my favorite part still stands that always forget. Stefan forgets week to week what he did the week before.
Yeah,
he gets mad that Damon had kissed his girlfriend, and Elena was very honest and told him as he's literally picking the wood out of his heart.
Yeah,
you know. By the way, in a very serious moment, I did kiss Damon, and
did
I
you
did,
see his
did kiss,
kiss though? He
and
was
he was very
upset.
And I just, but I wish she'd been like. And on that note, do not forget that you tried to kill me last week when my parents. Died.
Well, he apologized for it.
He did.
Apologized.
No,
for
but
it.
Still, I'm
good,
sorry.
Good old apology.
Trauma is trauma.
Yeah.
At the end of the day,
excuse me.
Just a little light note. A kiss, death. Where parents died. Just
excuse
saying.
Me. I'm sorry. Who was the one last week who was like, yeah, it was serious. It was effed up. It was real. And you guys were like. And you were like, no, it was Stefan just being fake and being this. No,
but
you know,
it was
like,
but it was that, though, at the end
it
of the day.
It was that, but I was one who was like, it was more intense. You guys didn't think it was that
intense. It was intense for her.
I thought it was very intense.
But I think you were like, his...
no. I was the one who thought it was...
He threw her cell phone out. I remember being very
upset
about that.
You were upset about the cell phone.
I think for her, it was a lot more intense than he intended it to be. And I don't think he meant for it to be that way, which is why he apologized.
And when it comes to Stefan and Damon, I mean, I liked how it was at the beginning of the show in the sense of... I like Damon as the bad guy because I never knew what Damon was going to do. I believe, like, all these situations where Stefan's, like, threatening he's going to do something or kill somebody, Damon would have really done it.
Yeah, that's what I like.
Stefan, it's like, you're not going to do that.
But Damon still does, even as a good guy. That's why I still love Damon's character.
Exactly.
He's still good, but he still F's up all the time.
He does what he wants. He doesn't think before he does things, which is awesome.
He'll probably kill Jeremy. Whenever Jeremy comes back, he'll probably kill Jeremy again.
I mean, Jeremy hasn't died enough times.
No, he'll do that again. I mean, that ship's never going to sail too far. So, no, I feel like even though he's a good guy, he still has that character where he's still that bad boy, even enough as a good guy, and so he still does things that are just way off outlandish and still not following the rules. So,
what I think: Stefan talks the talk, Damon walks the walk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he walks it well.
And he walks it well. Whoa. And by the way, I really liked. I was about to get really pissed off when, like, Stefan's really only reaction to Elena was, besides the semi look of devastation, was, you're too good for Damon. And then he stopped and he was like, but you're too good for me too. And I was like, thank God he said that, because you don't deserve to say, like, he's not good enough for you.
Or he's you're playing
not
the part
now. Yeah, you're
but
not allowed to do that.
At the end of the day, like I said, I don't believe anything Stefan is doing right now.
Yeah.
I believe it's all a part of a plan that Stefan is plotting, and that's why he had that reaction tonight. Because,
really?
Yes, I really believe that this whole bad boy thing, it's
all...
Well,
we know it is a plot.
He's pretty much said,
like, he doesn't want... He doesn't believe that he is a villain. He just is using that mindset...
To get what he needs.
And so... I don't think he'll ever be as good as we saw him. I don't think we'll ever see a 100% good guy Stefan.
No. As she said, everyone's changing. Like, even Elena's not the same Elena. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, we kind of needed Stefan to not be a pansy, because that was the one thing we all complained about. We were like, Stefan is like, let's read books and, like, lay up and eat bunnies. And, no. We wanted a little bad boy. We're getting the bad
boy. And that's why what Paul Wesley... wants to is he wants to play that part, and I think if he could, because you'll ask a lot of actors and actresses, they're like, it's so much more fun playing the villain than playing the good guy, and I think if he wants to, he will play it. That's what he wants to do. That's what he wants Stefan to be.
So, a question for you guys, because a part of me thought this at the same time when Stefan walked away at the end and got in the car, you know, he said, you're too good for the both of us. But his facial expression kind of gave me, like, wow, you aren't who I thought you were. Like, and this is why I'm saying this whole plan that he's going through. I think in his head, I'm going to play the bad guy. I'm going to push Elena away because I don't want Klaus will hurt Elena or kidnap Elena or do something to Elena because he knows that I care for her. So he has to put this whole bad boy thing on, right? But I think he always expected Elena to always wait, care, be there, and figure out.
That's his first mistake.
Right.
Yeah,
but
that's
his mistake. But the whole Damon thing,
At the end of the day, she's going to go back to him.
Oh, absolutely.
I think she will. But by the way, it's love triangle. She'll go back to him, and something will happen, and then she'll go back to Damon. That's number one rule. You have to break them up, and you have to put them together and pull them apart.
I mean,
pull them apart.
Never went back to Angel.
Literally a triangle right there.
No, she didn't. Angel left town.
Yep. And then, but sometimes that's what it is.
Sometimes it
takes bouncing back and forth between people to realize who you shouldn't be with.
Yeah, and by the way, with the amount of Damon and Elena fans compared to Elena and Stefan fans, I would not be surprised if she spends some serious time with Damon.
Okay, well, can I just say that?
This is not Gossip Girl.
No, but you know what I want? It's very true, and I do love my gossip. But I gotta say, I'm one of those fans, and I do love Stefan. I do.
I do too.
I love him. He's in there. He is.
I'm with you.
I feel like I'm gonna like that.
Wait, what's
going on?
But I definitely want to say that I want to see her with Damon.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, for real with Damon.
I want it. Yeah, I want
to
see
Wait, so you want
them.
It to end on Damon and Elena.
I'm not saying end. I don't want to even think about the end right now because this is my favorite show and I can't even think that far ahead. And don't. No, we don't even talk about the show ending, the series ending. I just want to say I want them to have a nice long run. I'm not saying.
Yeah, I love Stefan.
I do too. I feel like it'll be so passionate and like amazing.
I want to see
like
them
full
like,
of like lust and
roll around. I want to see them even like go on a date. I want to see him.
No dating.
Yeah. I want to see him like make her giggle or something.
Straight to
I want
to
see
you girls.
Like something like a I real just,
there is
relationship
no,
with
there's
them.
There's no love between Damon and Elena. It is all lust.
100%. And that is
her,
why
though.
Yes, he does love her. He truly loves her. I just really want to see this go a little bit further with him. And I want to see it actually play out, and I want them to be together. And I actually want Stefan to be a good guy while they are together and have to eat it a little bit. And then sorry, can you see I'm working out my struggles on from my real life on this show. And then he's going to eat it a bit, and then something will happen. Of course, Damon will be the inevitable bad guy as he is, and then we'll see a little. Sorry, am I getting
you know what I like?
Too soon?
What I like, which because I love her so much, and I love the bad boy, the bad good relationship. I think it'd be really fun to see Stefan and Catherine together.
Well, no, this is where I'm was going before.
When, too much.
When he got in the car, when he said that to Elena, do you guys think that he almost looked at the situation and said, "This is Catherine."
Yes, of course. I mean, it is Catherine. Yeah. Doppelganger.
And disappointed, and that's what drove him to go back to Damon and say, "You motherfucker, you did it again."
No, because Stefan pushed her away, and he basically pushed Elena into Damon's arms.
But the clues have been dropped. The clues have been dropped at that point, saying Damon has told Elena two times now that everything Stefan's done is because was to save Damon.
Yeah.
So we all know the humanity is still there. So it's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's sit on it. We're going to go to a commercial break. We'll think about it. Let it simmer.
Let it steam.
We'll let it simmer, and then we'll come back with some predictions.
Okay.
Talk amongst yourselves.
After Buzz TV.
Hi. I was once like you. A lazy, angry loner whose only joy was watching TV and surfing the net. And, like you, after I'd see one of my favorite TV shows, I'd be so excited and have so many questions that I'd actually have to talk to my douchebag coworkers about it at the water cooler. Then I discovered AfterBuzzTV.com. AfterBuzzTV produces after-show webcasts and podcasts for TV series of all kinds, like post-game wrap-up shows for all your favorite TV shows. AfterBuzzTV hosts are industry insiders who break down episodes of shows, take calls from fans, and interview cast and crew from each series, with over 60 different after-shows, from Boardwalk Empire to American Idol to Vampire Diaries to Real Housewives and more. Now, after a night of TV, I can ignore my stupid coworkers, who I hate, and go straight to my desk and watch or listen to all my favorite AfterBuzz TV after shows and have all the TV fan interaction I need. Thank you, AfterBuzz TV.
AfterBuzz TV. What do you want to buzz about?
We can raise the biggest pig.
So, there's no real news and gossip this week. I do have... I explained to them a special surprise, but I'm going to wait for Janora to come back because...
What? That's rude.
Wait, no, that's mean.
It's not rude. It's not mean.
I know, I get it. I get it.
Because Janora will really... We miss Janora.
We do miss you, Janora.
She's working. She's a hard-working girl.
Yeah.
But I got a little surprise for you guys.
She's working wicked hard.
Yeah, she's working wicked hard. But yeah, there's no real news and gossip this week, but we do... Apparently, there's going to be another ball.
There's going to be another... In the February 9th episode, I saw some pictures. Caroline's wearing the bracelet that Klaus gave her. And is dancing...
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
This isn't predictions, but hey, it's okay.
AfterBuzz TV news.
Thank you. Yeah, Caroline is wearing the bracelet, dancing with Klaus. She, as I said before, they've done multiple interviews where teasing the relationship between Klaus and Caroline. We'll see.
Let's predict what the Founders Party will be. Go.
Tyler's house.
Now we can get into predictions.
Potato
sack race.
A snow cone contest.
David, give it to us.
Predictions. Did we get to another light?
Yes. They wanted to make sure we were really
close.
Just noticed that alone. Oh, it's like there's extra lights.
By the way, speaking of which, notice how David Skiffoletti has two cups.
Yeah. Double your pleasure,
double your fun. Statement of a great man with double mint gum.
I love those commercials. I used to love those freaking commercials with the twins.
Double mint. Come on.
Well, thank God. Thank God AfterBuzz TV does not have so many of those commercials.
No, thank God. We got commercial free here, guys. But one thing we didn't even touch on for predictions next week,
touch
which
it.
Is great to go. Touch
2 weeks.
Touch and go.
2 weeks.
Which withdrawals, no show next week.
Yeah, withdrawals, yeah, no shows next
week. But Elijah's awake.
Oh,
I love
David.
It.
And
I
love no show. Matt?
No show next week. Oh, yeah, and Matt apparently did drive Jeremy out to
Denver.
Oh, yeah, Matt's gone. Shocker, guys. Shocker.
You called him.
Matt's driving Jeremy.
He'll be back for the Founders Ball.
Yeah, he'll be back for the...
But, however,
as
Matt... But Matt's always kind of been like, remember... Only I would know this because I'm such a Vampire Diaries loser. But I think in episode 5, season 1, the first Founders party we saw, Tyler brought Vicky as his date. And Mayor Lockwood was like, something happened with her. She ran off. And she was like, this is why you don't bring the trash to the parties. So not everybody in Mystic Falls is invited to the Founders
Ball. He's always there, though.
He's bartending.
He's working it. There was
bartending it, right.
There was one party he worked the party, and he was like a server or
picking
something.
Picking glasses up.
Right?
And he's wait, there. No, wait. He wasn't at Miss Mystic Falls. He wasn't there. He wasn't Caroline's date. He had to work.
Wait a minute. We're spending way too much time on
Matt.
That. What do you guys think is
happening? The show didn't spend any of this time on Matt.
Right. What do you guys think is happening with Abby next week? What are we going to get from her?
Is not she next coming week, in two weeks.
Is she coming to Mystic Falls? Is she going to come back, or is Bonnie going to stay?
Not yet. I don't think she's coming yet.
That's a good call. And I think Bonnie might
think
stay there.
Stay there?
Okay. Bonnie might stay there, which will put Bonnie and Jamie together. And
I
know they're
the
supposed
next
to
episode,
be together.
They're not going to focus on Bonnie at all.
Agreed.
Yeah. So she's helping her
away.
Mom maybe get her
she's
powers.
With her mom. She'll be on a cell phone.
Damon, Elijah, and Close, I think, is going to be the...
Hey, Bonnie.
The pot in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Elijah,
that's what she'll probably be doing, though,
some
right?
Elijah.
Bonnie will be helping her mom, maybe. That's why she's going to stay with her to possibly see about helping her get her powers back for her sake.
Making s'mores.
Yeah.
Reading tea leaves.
And so what's going to go on with Tyler? What do we think's happening with that?
Here's the thing. That kind of paint... We're not going to see continuous scenes of Tyler transforming.
It's just going to happen.
He's going to be like, F you. I don't like the way this is going.
Well, I don't think
I don't
want
to.
Because he wants him to have zero pain, right? That's what the focus is, that
he'll
is doing.
He'll do it. Yeah.
He needs him to be able to change.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that he can break the siren with Klaus. So he'll do it, but we're not going to see it anymore.
Yeah. It's not going to be a main storyline.
So, and then they'll be like, all right, I'm fine now. And everyone's going to be like, yeah.
Klaus will probably be about to kill Caroline or maybe making out with Caroline, whatever will bring the anger out and Tyler more. And then all of a sudden, he'll see Klaus. That's what it's going to be.
That's how it's going to start. Back to predictions.
Okay, bringing predictions back. He's probably going to, Caroline's going to be with Klaus. Yep. Klaus is going to be coming on to her, and they're going to be together. And then Tyler, at another Founders Ball, and then Tyler is going to see it. And his lust and love for Caroline is going to bring it out at him, and he'll be able to change like that and just wolf. And that's going to what brings it.
I totally agree with that.
I think that's probably
actually
how it's
is a good call.
On that note, guys, great episode. I love it. You guys, make sure you check us out at AfterBuzzTV.com. You don't have to .tv, .nothing. Yeah. Just AfterBuzzTV.com.
And on iTunes.
Tell you, yes, and on iTunes. Download us, subscribe to us.
It's free.
And tell your friends. Tell your friends, tell your family.
Tell your
friends. If you know anyone who
Call
likes
in.
Vampire Diaries.
Tweet us.
Which a lot of people do. They don't like to talk about it. They don't like to just be like, hey, I love TVD. But everybody loves it.
Everybody so everybody's guilty.
Tell your friends.
Tell them about us.
And we're not guilty about it.
AfterBuzzTV.com. Until, February 2nd?
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gosh. Peace.
Peace
out, already
my loves.
You guys.
I miss you too.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.